You are listening to the Delay and Pray podcast, episode number 82.
Welcome to the Delay and Pray podcast, where certified Catholic and weight loss coach Beth Bubick teaches you how to permanently lose weight through spiritual fasting. Get ready to gain faith and lose weight through a joyful transformation of both body and soul. Now, your host, Beth, the Catholic Fasting Coach.
Hunger is an interesting phenomenon. Last week, I talked about the hunger scale and what a help it can actually be to really take a look at our hunger and see why we are eating and overeating food in the first place. There is a logical pattern to our habits over the course of a day, and it's really great to write everything down so we can take a look at them. So we know that eating is biological, it's neurological, and is also theological. And we really have to consider all three things if we want to take a look at our hunger and why we eat. If we consider our hunger as a beautiful spice, helping us realize that we need some type of fuel for our bodies and souls, then we can step back and then we can deal with it appropriately. And that's what we want to do. We want to create evidence for everything going forward. I've been doing this for years, and what I found is that there is a direct correlation between my hunger for sweets and processed foods and the amount of time I spend with the sacraments and prayer. Isn't that interesting? What I found was that when I am attending daily Mass and fortifying that regimen with a hearty prayer life and a really good food protocol, which means staying in ketosis during the week, sugar burning a little bit on the weekends, and then gradually going into this metabolic flexibility, this is where I can keep my hunger balanced and in check. But I must tell you, it's still a little challenging for me sometimes, especially like in the summer or over the holidays, vacations, things like that. I don't fall off the wagon. If you know me, I tell you that there is no wagon because this is a lifestyle. This is a lifetime thing. But it's just something, this is like a challenge for me and one that I may have for the rest of my life. And one of the things I see is that it is becoming easier to manage. And this is the process that I teach all of my clients. So I'm thinking of it as like a St. Paul type of thorn in my flesh. And recently I've discovered that I'm okay with this thorn. This was after the Lord brought a real thorn into my life just over the holiday weekend. On Memorial Day weekend, just a while ago, I was pruning and weeding around the 7 rose bushes we have around our deck. And I've never liked these rose bushes. In fact, I've wanted to take them out because they're difficult to prune without getting pricked. They're not that pretty. I think it's because I don't care for them correctly. I do try to feed them rose bush food, but they just take a lot of work and probably more than I have to give at this time. So I actually called a landscaper to see what it would cost to pull these things out. And that was too expensive. And so I decided to make them look as nice as I could. And this is what I do summer after summer. They look fine, but they take a lot of work. So in the process of weeding around them and pruning them, I ended up with one of the largest thorns stuck in the knuckle of my middle finger on my left hand. Well, my husband is a pro at getting out splinters and thorns out of fingers, but he could not get this one out because it was literally lodged fully into the joint of my middle finger. And oh, I was so mad. I couldn't even bend my finger without extreme pain. I was beside myself thinking on a Saturday afternoon of Memorial Day that I was going to have to go to urgent care and get this out by a doctor. I was like, seriously? Oh my goodness. But we tried all the things. We went on YouTube. We saw all the things you can do to try to get a splinter out, and it wasn't happening and it was hurting. So I thought, all right, I'm just going to go in. Now, on a side note, I want to tell you that I have been consecrating myself to Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament with Father Conlon's book, 9 Days to Corpus Christi, and I've been asking Jesus through the intercession of St. Therese and Carol Hauslander to show me ways to seek Jesus through all the circumstances of my life, hour by hour, during this novena. If you haven't gotten the book from Father Conlon yet, I really do advise you to do it. I know that I am doing the novena 9 days before Corpus Christi and Solemnity of the Body and Blood of Christ, but you could actually do it anytime because it's really a beautiful book and it really has made me closer to Christ in the Eucharist. It's really profound. Anyway, because of the book and because he basically talks about this game of hide and seek with the Lord and the Lord likes to hide so that we seek him, I have been seeking him. And I started to write down all the ways that I have found him during the day. I write these all down in the evening now. It's kind of changed my examine a little bit. So it is true. What we really do seek, we find. So even this Pauline thorn stuck in my finger was immediately significant to me. I literally thought of that scripture, like, oh my goodness. And I'm going to read that scripture a little bit later. But anyway, hours after trying to wiggle this thorn out on our own, I ended up in urgent care on this sunny afternoon and Memorial Day weekend, waiting for 3 hours to get it out of my finger. So during that time, I prayed the scripture that I have memorized, and it is 1 Corinthians 15:58. And this is just one that I've memorized, and it goes something like this. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. And in my own words, I think, you know, I'm moving at the pace of peace. This is exactly what should happen. Let nothing disturb my peace. I just kind of keep to the divine will. You know, what would you like me to do with this, Lord? I'm here. How can you use me? How can I suffer well for you? So during this urgent care visit, as the peace of the Lord came over me, I had complete confidence that the thorn would be removed and I would soon be on my merry way. But I knew that there was more to be done at this moment. I knew that I needed to offer up my suffering for others and pray over them. So I began praying anointing over the doctor's fingers, even before I got in that examination room. And I began thanking the Lord ahead of time in expectation that he would remove the thorn from my flesh. I prayed over all the people there and the staff also in the urgent care that the Lord would heal them and also remove any thorns that were bothering their flesh. I prayed for over an hour for them, and it seemed like time went so much faster. So I thought to myself, okay, yeah, I have this thorn, I have this splinter that's in my finger, but I see why I'm here, because I wouldn't have been doing this back at my house during this beautiful weekend. So the doctor finally came in and he told me he was a pro at removing thorns from flesh because he had had rose bushes on his own property, but threw them all out because they were so difficult to deal with. Woo. And then I was thinking, thank you, Jesus, that this is the right man that has arrived for the job, but that he was also sort of confirming to me that those rose bushes should probably be removed at some point. Yeah, we probably need to pay for that. Anyway, as we went on, he numbed my finger, and it took a while for him with scissors and tweezers to get one of the largest thorns he had ever seen out of my knuckle. So praise God for this man, and really praise God for this whole experience. This is what spiritual fasting has done for me. Any type of suffering that I go through, I'm always offering it to God, looking around my surroundings, my present experience, to see who I can offer it for and how I can pray in the gap for anyone else who might be suffering as well. As he was working on my finger, I told him that this was really a sign from God, that this was a clue to seek him always, that he as a doctor was like Jesus, the divine physician, and only he, Jesus, can remove some thorns from my flesh. It was interesting. We had a great conversation and the doctor agreed. How interesting that after the thorn was removed, Mass was about to begin just down the road at our church, and I quickly went over and consumed Jesus in the Eucharist in complete thanksgiving, joy, and awe for all that he had to teach me about my thorns on that day. I realized then that some of my thorns will be removed and some won't, but that Jesus is in charge of them all. I thank St. Therese and Carol Hauslander for their help in moving me closer to Jesus in the Eucharist through these thorns of suffering. And I'm saying Carol Hauslander because she's one of my favorite authors. She's not a saint. She's not even a blessed. She's a saint in my heart because I love her writings. And Father Rich Conlon he actually references her and some of her most famous quotes in his book. So that's why I'm talking about Carol. And her name is spelled C-A-R-Y-L-L, for those of you who want to look her up. She's best known right now for The Read of God, just a beautiful book. But anyway, St. Therese and Carol Houselander, they are so close to my heart. And I love how they're moving me closer to Jesus in the Eucharist, even through these thorns of suffering. Let's go back to the scripture from St. Paul the Apostle, who speaks about having a thorn in the flesh. You probably know it. It is 2 Corinthians 12, and it reads like this. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Okay, so in the end, we don't exactly know what his thorn was, although there's been a lot of speculation and a lot of people say lust. But I like it that we do not know what the exact thorn was, because then we can sort of get under the umbrella of the thorn. So whatever thorn we have, then it may or may not be taken away by God. And we can actually say, okay, so why? So we know that the thorn was left in Paul's life by the grace of God, despite Paul's pleading three times for it to be removed. So this is something that's very interesting to think about. The question that I have is our struggle with food and alcohol our thorn in the flesh? I really have never thought about it before until this very day. And I would say yes. So let's boast of our weakness and go to the divine physician to get it removed. And then when it is removed, let's give him the glory, because we can't do it on our own. We can't use self-reliance to get this thorn out, but we can work as hard as we can to surrender everything to Jesus to help him remove it. He's actually trying to make us better, and this may take a while. In other words, is food freedom and the moderation of sugar, flour, and alcohol going to be something we keep working on for a long time for the good of ourselves and others? It's not like a tomorrow, it'll be all over kind of thing. You know that in my Delay and Pray group coaching experience, we work on weight loss through spiritual fasting by the delay of sugar, flour, and alcohol as a journey. We actually choose a weight goal that is like a road sign somewhere. Like mine was 145, and it's a road in Iowa. And I have the sign up because it's not the actual scale number, but it's the journey to get there to be healthy in body and soul. This food freedom journey, this moderation of sugar, flour, and alcohol to get me healthy in body and soul, this can be a very joyful journey, even though it's a type of thorn. So this doesn't make me sad. I'm actually kind of overjoyed with it at this point. I'll take this thorn. Out of all the thorns, I'll take it, because the Lord is working out my salvation with this mighty work of His. It's for Him. He is showing me that there are wounds within me that I like to soothe over with the ointment of overeating and overdrinking. It could be even just like boredom sometimes. And that doesn't need to happen, right? He wants me to go to Him, because this false soothing will never work. The wounds can only be healed by Him. So I'm thinking about this now. I'm like, okay, I totally get this. The thorn is a reminder that He is the one that heals. He gets the glory as I surrender the food and drink to Him. As I think about this over time, the detachment gets easier, and then I find myself slacking a bit on the sacraments and prayer life. And then guess what happens? The attachments come back again. They're not with the fervor of when I first started spiritual fasting, but I can kind of see them rear their ugly head. This is a stubborn thorn that I'm dealing with, but I'll take it. I'm learning how to surrender it to God over and over and over again, and finally get to the wounds that are underneath. I can see them now. And then if I can see them, I can really deal with them with a divine physician. So here is an acronym that I created for the thorn in my flesh that God fully wills, and that I try to remember now when I don't want to delay and pray. T is for temperance. And temperance is a cardinal virtue that I know I need the most for my salvation at this time. It means balance in use of created things, using them in moderation and for the good. And so I think of tea as temperance. And I pray for temperance when I have these urges to eat off my protocol or outside of my eating window. H is for humility. And who doesn't need that? If you know me, I need humility. This stomps out pride. This thorn in my side, this thorn in my finger, this is about His glory, not mine. And I just have to remember to always be humble about what I'm doing with spiritual fasting and everything in my life. Now, we have the T, we have the H. Now we're on O. O is for obedience. And fasting when I don't want to and attending the sacraments is imperative regardless of my circumstance, right? So I'm learning I have to be obedient no matter what my emotions are telling me. I just literally acknowledge the emotion, whatever it is, boredom, sadness, anger, lethargy. I mean, just like whatever this emotion is, I just say, oh, yep, that's what that is. This is the emotion that I'm having. Time to go to daily mass. Oh, what is my eating window? Time to follow my eating window. Time to follow my protocol. Time to be obedient to my prayer life. Obedience, that's O. Then we have R. R is reliance on Jesus Christ, not self-reliance on me because I can't do it. That's white knuckling. Reliance on Jesus Christ and knowing that He is with me through it all to deal with this thorn because I can't do it, but He can. And then N is the last letter, and that is never ending. And don't let that get you down because I've been spiritually fasting enough for a long time. I know that this is something that I might always be challenged with, but that's okay because it gets easier. And I will work out my salvation with the grace of God with this thorn in honor of Jesus Christ for His glory and for my highest good so that I can attain virtue over vice. So we have T for temperance, H for humility, O for obedience, R for reliance, and N for never ending. Think about this situation with your delay of sugar, flour, and alcohol as a thorn. And think about that thorn as something that is working for you and not against you because it is bringing you to the divine physician. It is bringing you to prayer. It is bringing you to places that you ordinarily would not go if you did not have that thorn. So, Jesus, I thank you for the thorn. I know you will relieve me of it when it no longer serves a purpose. And one day soon, my friends, I will get rid of those rose bushes. But for now, they did the trick. I don't need a bunch of extra thorns in my life and those bushes. But for now, they taught me something, that's for sure. So happy summer, my friends. Enjoy the sunshine and the shine of the sun in adoration and the Eucharist. And I will talk to you next week. I hope you enjoyed this podcast on seeking the thorns in your flesh. If you did, share it with your friends if it was inspiring to you so others will hear the great message of delay and pray and we can build this spiritual fasting movement together. Lord knows our nation needs it. Our families need it. The whole world needs spiritual fasting. Have a great week. Keep praying and fasting, and I will talk to you next week. May God bless you and keep you always. If you are interested in learning more about spiritual fasting and permanent weight loss, then come join my course, Delay and Pray, a guided course for weight loss through spiritual fasting. You won't go through it alone either. I will be there to coach you every step of the way. This is a group coaching program where you are part of an amazing community of like-minded Catholics who have the same goal as you, to bring about miracles while losing that weight permanently through spiritual fasting. Your purchase includes an online course detailing what spiritual fasting is, how to do it, and all the tools you need to get you the results you're longing for. Head over to my website right now at thecatholicfastingcoach.com and get the details on how to join. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, and LinkedIn to always get the latest daily information to help you keep fasting, my friends. Can't wait to see you in there. May God bless you and keep you always.